Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How active are you and your team in your community? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so that you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to encourage you to be intentional about using your talents and resources to make a positive impact on your community. Now, you may be asking, this sounds great, but what does it have to do with either improving my business, improving my team engagement, or improving the relationship with my customers? Just what about being more involved in the community has anything to do with these things? Well, my short answer to this is everything. That's right, this topic has everything to do with all three of these specific topics. Here's why. Being active in your community is one of the best strategies you can use to engage with your prospective customers. I consider this to be one of my main marketing messages. When people see that I'm actively engaged in my community, they get to know me better. They get to experience who I am as a person outside of my work. And since we're volunteering at the same event, we tend to have some things in common. As a result, they tend to engage in conversation more deeply than just a surface level hello. And they tend to ask me more probing questions about what I do and how I could help them. Being active in your community is one of the best ways to engage with your team members. In fact, I would suggest that the more you engage with your community, the more your team will become loyal to you. I hear so many business owners suggest that people just aren't loyal anymore. They change jobs so frequently that they can't be relied on for long-term stability and dependability. But whenever I hear that, I dig just a little deeper, and I come to find out that the business owner does nothing outside of the business to benefit others in the community. Sure, they may take time to go on hunting or fishing trips or take weekends away with their friends, but nothing where they're giving back to the community. They're not volunteering at any community events. They're not serving at the local shelter. They're not connecting with any youth outreach programs. Their free time is theirs, not to be confused with their employees or their work. Far too often, these business owners don't have anything to do with their team members outside of the business. No barbecues, no baseball games, no family game nights. It's all business. And I don't have to tell you, that's not how you build engagement with your team. And when it comes to engaging with your current customers, I can assure you that every customer likes to know that they're doing business with someone who truly cares for their community and takes the time to engage and give back. When they see your Facebook posts about working at the homeless shelter, or your team volunteering to clean up after a big parade, or you and your family packing lunches for needy school kids at your local church, they instantly have more respect and admiration for you and your business. It truly is good business to give back to your community. I could give you 100 examples of businesses that do engage with their communities, and many of them are cool, fun, and rewarding activities for everyone involved. So if that's the case, why are there so many business owners who don't step up and get involved? What is it that's holding them back? Is it because no one's asking? Is it because they just have their head down in the details of their business every day? Is it because they're exhausted from their work and desperately need the weekend to recover before Monday hits them in the face again? To be honest, I'm not sure. But my guess is that all of these are valid reasons. And I'm not sure where you are on this particular topic, but here's what I do know. I know that most business owners want to be more involved and engaged in their communities. but something is holding them back. I know that most business owners have incredible skills that would be welcomed and appreciated if they were to get involved in a significant way. I know that many team members are involved in their communities, even if their employer is not. And I know that the need is great and growing for small business owners to step up and participate. So it may come down to how to get started. Perhaps if there was a step-by-step guide or a process, it would happen more easily. Let's face it, even if a business owner wants to be more involved in their community, chances are that particular sticky note is buried below 50 other sticky notes that are more urgent and important to their business survival at the moment. So let's move this assignment from you, the business owner, to someone else in your business. Here's an idea for you to consider. Find someone on your team who's already active in the community. I've found that there always seems to be one person who's super involved. They know everyone at City Hall, or they're super active in their church, or their kids play on the same soccer team as the mayor or a local city council representative. Ask that person if they would organize and lead a small team of people from your business to launch a community engagement effort on behalf of the business. I can assure you that if you pick the right person, it'll only take a matter of hours before they have their team picked and they have a meeting scheduled. And they'll be so fired up about you having asked them to take the lead that you'll wonder why you didn't do it years ago. You can always give them a few ideas to start with, those ideas that you've been sitting on or those that you're particularly passionate about. But even if you aren't passionate about anything but making payroll next week, let them and their small team come up with two or three ideas that they can run by you for your feedback. I'd suggest you give them a few guidelines to work within. It may be things like, it must be something everyone can participate in, or it must be something that doesn't interfere with serving our customers, or it must be something that doesn't split the team apart. In other words, no politically charged service projects. Allow the team some time to meet and come up with their recommendation during work hours. Nothing's worse than asking someone to help or serve and telling them they have to do it off the clock. Be willing to give them some work time to get their plan together. Then give them 30 to 45 minutes of your time to review and consider their ideas. You ask a few questions to make sure their recommendations meet your guidelines and is in alignment with your values, your mission, and your principles. Then, when you give them the go-ahead, just get out of their way. It'll be like letting a horse free in a wide open pasture. They'll fly out of your meeting ready to change the world. It may be necessary to give them a small budget to cover some minor expenses to get started. But just know that the return on that investment will be significant. Then, as they begin to put some meat on the bones, your assignment is to be supportive, encouraging, and ready to show up when they ask for volunteers to sign up. When the rest of the team sees that the boss has signed up, they'll sign up too. It's the best way to get maximum participation. You, as the business owner, being the first name on the sign-up roster. That's it. There's really not much more for you to do except for to provide your support, encouragement, and enthusiasm. So if you're sitting there thinking that someday we should get more engaged in our community, quit waiting around. All you need to do is find one person, one catalyst, someone on your team who's already interested and involved. The rest will happen naturally. And here's the best part. You'll not only see the benefits that come in the way of access to new prospects, higher levels of engagement with your team, and improved customer appreciation for what you do, but you'll also get the huge benefit of knowing you're truly making a difference in the lives of people who are less fortunate than you. And you know you're making your community a better place to live and work, and you'll be proud that it's your team that has stepped up to make a difference. How cool is that? So your assignment this week is simple. Just decide that you're going to get this sticky note off of your desk and find one person on your team who can jumpstart the whole thing for you. I can promise you, they are there, just waiting for you to ask them. Do it this week. I can't imagine you will, but if you do have specific questions, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you get things moving in the right direction so your team can lead this effort for you. Please share this podcast with a fellow business owner. They need to hear this as much as you did. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss Kaizen, rapid continuous improvement. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.